We are waiting to connect with the Johnson Space Center to get an update on the SpaceX coupling, which is scheduled to take place at any moment. We are going to get an update on that in a couple of minutes. Shwani, our far-flung forecast for today, you don't mind if we check in with the Johnson Space Center in lieu of the far-flung forecast?
Certainly not. We are getting indications that the docking has just occurred, though. So this has gone on flawlessly, and you know, some good news in light of everything else that's going on in the world. But yeah. We have word now that the docking has occurred, and that things continue to go on schedule.
Have they asked to speak to me, Bob and Doug? The astronauts,
said,
Bob and Doug.
Well, actually, they were asked, "Do you want to talk to WGN's Dean Richards?" And they said, "Huh?
Who?"
So. that answers your question there. Word from the Associated Press says SpaceX has delivered the astronauts, the Dragon capsule arriving. The first time a privately built and owned spacecraft has delivered the crew to the space station. It docked automatically 19 hours after liftoff.
Wasn't it exciting? I assume you watched it yesterday.
Yes, I did.
I know you're kind of a space nut. As I am. I mean, I just still enjoy watching these. And doesn't it remind you of being a kid and seeing John Glenn go up, or Neil Armstrong?
Sure.
You know, all these historic launches that we used to watch and get so excited about.
Yeah, it's great that we have that memory and can compare that to what's going on now. Don't you love the spacesuits? I mean, don't they look like they out of Buck Rogers or the guy on the day the Earth stood still?
I love that this is going on and you're concentrating on wardrobe. What are you, the E channel?
Look how streamlined they are.
Shwani's fashion do's and don'ts. Who wore it better, Bob or Doug? Let's connect with Kelly Humphreys, who is the chief of newsroom operations at the Johnson Space Center. Kelly, good morning, and thank you for taking a few minutes. What I know is a very busy time there. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be with you today.
So tell us what's going on. We just got the news bulletin that the capsule has coupled. What can you tell us right now?
Well, of course, we had a great launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida yesterday. It was from the same launch pad that we launched the Apollo 11 crew to the moon so many years ago. And the spacecraft and the booster rocket that sent them into space worked very well. Our two astronauts, Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken, are in orbit and have just completed a successful docking to the International Space Station. They docked at 9:16 a.m. Central Time today, and we're making all the finalizations to their connection and getting ready to open hatches up so that they can be greeted by Space Station Commander Chris Cassidy.
So they are still in the capsule right now, waiting for all the final checks before they actually enter the space station.
That's correct.
And how long will they be there?
Well, that remains to be seen. We're working with the International Space Station program to determine exactly what they're going to be doing on orbit. There are a few spacewalks that we want to get done, and we begin to do those while they're on orbit. And then we're going to look at what other tasks they can participate in as part of the station crew and the optimal time for them to undock and come home. But right now, we don't have a fixed return date.
Now, this is historic for a number of reasons, but one of them being this is the first time that a private company, rather than the government, has sent astronauts into orbit. How has it been different from past flights?
Well, I'll say first, it's been a great partnership. NASA and SpaceX have been working together for years to make this happen. It all started with commercial cargo launches, which they've done 20 now for SpaceX. And we had a successful test of the Crew Dragon capsule here recently that proved that it could dock to the space station and safely return home to Earth and splash down in the Atlantic. And now we've had a successful launch of two astronauts aboard that spacecraft. Yesterday, after they got into orbit, Bob Behnken, who is the overall mission commander, and Doug Hurley, who's the spacecraft commander, set down their first video, and they were showing off the spacecraft and said everything's been working great. I will say that the partnership between NASA and SpaceX is just part of a larger set of partnerships for commercial cargo and commercial crew. The commercial crew partnership also involves Boeing, which we're getting ready to do their first mission to the space station with crew aboard. And then also part of a larger work that we're doing at NASA to establish a robust low Earth orbit economy that will allow governments and commercial entities and education entities all to work together to take advantage of the unique environment in low Earth orbit and get us ready to go to the moon and farther out onto Mars.
Oh, so this is really a preparation then for further exploration.
It really is. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine yesterday said this is an example of the kind of industry government cooperation we can expect a lot more of.
What do you think that this does to the space program? As I was talking with my newsman, Dave, a couple of minutes ago, you know, we remember watching the historic launches as a kid of Apollo 11. And I even remember them wheeling the television set into our classroom as kids so we could watch John Glenn, you know, take off. What does this do to, you know, revitalize the space program in the minds of the American public?
Well, you know, one thing it does is NASA loves to use what we call dissimilar redundancy. In other words, two or more ways of getting the same thing done, so that if one way has a problem, we can go back to another way. Similarly, our Russian colleagues have been great partners throughout the 20 years we've had crew living and working on the International Space Station now. By the way, if you're of drinking age, there's been somebody living in space your entire life.
Isn't that something? Wow.
But what we've done is when we had problems with the shuttle systems, before we were able to return to flight and finish out the shuttle flights before we retired the shuttle, our Russian colleagues were able to keep the space station with humans aboard to continue the important scientific research we're doing. Having these additional commercial vehicles to even broaden that dissimilar redundancy allows us more options in the event that any one of these partners has a problem. And so I think it's going to make for more regular access to low Earth orbit and allow us to learn how to work together better so that we can use those tools and that kind of cooperation to go farther out and really take advantage of all the resources in our solar system.
Yeah, we're going to be talking with former astronaut Mike Massimino in a little while, just to talk about, you know, from his perspective of somebody who has done space travel. He's a very articulate and charismatic spokesperson for it all. So we're going to, you know, follow up that way a little bit later on this morning, and also talk to our own Adler Planetarium about it. My only other question, Kelly, that I have for you is, how is the inflatable dinosaur doing that I saw in the takeoff shots yesterday? Once they got weightless, I guess, I saw the little balloon dinosaur floating around the capsule.
Well, first of all, you've got a great guest coming up in Mass. Please tell him that Dr. No said hello.
Dr. No.
He'll get the joke. And in terms of the dinosaur, I'm not sure if it's inflatable or not. I couldn't tell from the video I saw. It looked to me like it was a stuffed dinosaur with a lot of sequins on the outside.
Oh, might have been.
And it seems like it's doing fine up there. And I don't know if you heard, but it was actually voted on by the sons of the two crew members. And they're both dinosaur crazed kids. And they got to pick one to be the, quote, zero-G indicator. And that was the one that they picked.
Yeah. maybe it was a stuffed animal and it was just weightless, you know, zero gravity at that point, floating around like a balloon. Maybe that's why I thought that.
It doesn't have to have helium in it to float around when you're in zero gravity.
Yeah. I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us, Kelly. It's very nice of you. Congratulations on an extremely successful mission. And I hope we can talk with you again soon. Thank you.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And congratulations to everybody in America. This is an accomplishment for everybody here. We've all supported this with our tax dollars, and working together with our commercial partners, we're going to go even farther.
Kelly Humphreys, Chief of Newsroom Operations, the Johnson Space Center. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day in Chicago.
Thank you, Kelly. We appreciate that.